A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to the Utter Decluttering. I am Kirsty Ferrugia.
I'm Amy Ravel, and we are so glad that you've chosen to join us. We're also glad that we chose to join you because we love recording this podcast. We are two professional organisers in Australia. Kirsty's in Sydney, I'm in Melbourne, and we've been doing professional organising for a combined maybe what, like 16, 17 years, Kirst, now?
I love your maths. You always exaggerate your maths.
Are you hitting 9 years or are you hitting eight? Okay, so 15, not 16. It's not that far off, peeps. It's not that far off. But welcome to the podcast.
Yes, welcome. What are we chatting about today? People already know because they've seen the title, but for my sake.
I hope everybody has been singing "These Are a Few of My Favourite Things." Yeah. Raindrops and roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Anyway, yeah.
If you haven't watched Sound of Music, shame on you.
There's no shame. There's derision and sorry. Anyway.
We thought it would be super fun to talk to you about a few of our favourite things. So we're going to talk all the way from favourite podcast episodes, favourite containers to organise with, favourite questions when we're decluttering, favourite challenges for our clients, all the way through to our favourite apps and favourite food and favourite piece of clothing. So we're just going to hit the road running.
Did we do one of these during ISO? I feel like we did one of these during ISO.
Oh.
Anyway.
I can't remember. ISO is just a total blur. And if it's a total blur for me and we recorded it, I'm going to assume it's a total blur for our clients too.
Mm, and listeners.
Oh, that's what I meant. Let's see, everything's a blur. Kirst.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you one of your favourite things first. I want to know what is your favourite food?
Lasagna.
Mm, tell me about the type of lasagna you like.
I love my mum's lasagna. So she makes it with white cheese sauce. On the
like a bechamel sauce, yeah,
bechamel sauce, yes, bechamel. On the top layer, and then sprinkles it with parmesan. So I really love that. But Simon does a really nice one too with ricotta. So ooh. Yeah, so anything, yeah, I love my mum's lasagna, and I now like Simon's. His will suffice, seeing as I can't get to my mum's very often. And
right.
Now she's not living in a house to cook a lasagna.
No, but she's coming up to you at Easter. So I think it's fair that you request mum's lasagna when she comes up to you.
I think that is a fair request too.
I think so.
What about you?
I love warm raspberries, fresh warm raspberries. I love Cadbury chocolate.
I said and one I think thing. I could keep going too. I love roast potatoes. I love chocolate. I love and cold raspberries.
See, we should, like, this could be just our podcast food.
This could be the few things that we agree on.
These were a few of our favourite things.
These are a few things that Kirsty and Amy agree on. In case
but
you
I don't like
know,
lasagna, if that helps.
Oh, well, you know, that's... You know, you've also never watched The Princess Bride. So there's a few things I forgive you for.
Character flaws are the greatest.
Hey, what do you think about my brown hair?
I do like your brown hair. You were umming and ahhing the other day when I was talking to you and you're on your way to the hairdresser and you still hadn't decided.
And what did you tell me? What did you tell me?
Actually, I can't remember what I told you. What did I say?
You can't. It's not on brand. You'll change our brand if you change your hair color.
Because Simon wanted you to go dark.
Simon and Emily have been begging me for like a few years now to go dark.
Oh, that's sweet. No, it looks lovely.
Whereas Oliver's response was like, I can't look at you. I can't just go away. Hey. I can't even look at you, Mum.
Okay, guess he's a blonde kind of person.
And I was going to surprise you by just hopping on Zoom, but we didn't end up recording yesterday and it was International Women's Day and I did a post and you saw my brown hair that way, but I really wanted to surprise you on Zoom.
Well, you know that I'm not very good with people's appearance and I have facial blindness, so I possibly wouldn't have noticed.
Do you know what's really funny about me going dark? So yeah. I will put a photo in on social media this week so you all can see, or maybe I'll do a Facebook Live, whatever, you'll see it, is that it must look very natural on me, even though it's a lot darker than my natural color.
Yeah.
I don't know what my natural color is anymore, but I feel like it's a light brown, like a mousy nothing brown. And so many people haven't even commented because it's such a natural color on me.
Yeah.
And the same when I go blonde, people don't comment when I go blonde either. Like, and I can go red, I can go any color and people.
Yeah, you've got that hair where you can totally shift it and change it. And everyone's like, has it always been that color? Because it looks normal.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Some people are like, whoa. But most people are like, sorry, I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah. So today's podcast is brought to you by Kirsty's Hair.
No, sorry, babes. I just wanted to say it on here because you can all like that's yeah, a really good way of getting people to know that I am now. We can't say I'm the blonde one and you're the dark head.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just in case you didn't know, I am in the podcast tile picture and on our website, I am the blonde one. We get that question quite a lot. But now when I come to your door, just imagine me like a Lego head where I've switched out the colored hair and I'm now dark, but I look the same. I've still got blue eyes and freckles.
As long as you don't start wearing glasses, then we're really going to be stuck.
I am hoping that that's still a few years away. Everybody keeps saying, oh, when you hit 40, but I'm 3.5 years in and I still don't need glasses. So
no, you're practically perfect in every way.
I'm Mary Poppins. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I want to know. So we've done food. I want to know what your favorite organizing container for the house is. So not pantry specific. I want to know general favorite organizing container that you recommend to clients or that you use yourself.
Most of the time it's whatever the client has already in the house. So I am a huge, huge fan of repurposing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. We get phone calls whenever we're talking, doing inquiry calls. People will say, what do I need to prepare? What do I need to do to get ready for you? And I always say nothing. Don't buy a single thing. We will repurpose. We will find something in your house.
And you'll end up with spare containers
You will always end up with spare containers. Like I just came from a session where we had spare containers. And so generally it is whatever the client already has. I don't actually, we've got a whole episode on containers. You can listen to us and our different approaches in that episode. But I don't actually use containers very much in my home. The only place I do is in the pantry. And so if you had to pin me down to a favorite storage container, it would be the Verriera from IKEA as an open container. And if it was a lidded container, it would be anything clear. I hate opaque. So my clients, this is my refrain at the moment. Most of my clients are like, oh yeah, that's right. You hate, you know, not clear containers, don't you? Mm-hmm. And I say, yes. Yes, like people have shoe boxes and, you know, hat boxes. And I'm like,
can't
you ever
anything.
Remember what's in here? No, why don't use them? And that, like, so people are like, oh, yeah, you hate me using shoe boxes, don't you? Yes,
I do. Only because it's not as practical and easy and simple as using clear.
Well, and because we, for the majority of people, it's out of sight, out of mind. Your turn to answer that.
Mine's similar. Like, I will always use what a client has, but if a client says to me, or we need storage and they just don't have any, my go-to is IKEA Samla range for lidded. I liked how you separated it out. And I'm with you, Verriera for unlidded containers. So most of the time lidding is perfect because you can stack it. So that would be my simple answer. As you said, go back and listen to the containers episode. And in the pantry, I'm a bit not sure. I used to love the Sistema, but they changed it and I just haven't quite. I'm a bit slow on change on this. Usually love change, not loving this change. So that's my, I'm not quite sure in the pantry anymore.
Mm. Yeah. I like if we're going to go lidded in the pantry, like rather than Verriera, then mm-hmm. I think there's, you know, nothing wrong with a good decor box.
Mm. Like, I think the key is just to be consistent.
Yeah.
That key, I know you don't care so
go and listen to our pantry episodes too.
Yeah, go.
You know, you can find the joy in. But I was looking at one of our colleagues, Beck, from The Uncluttered Podcast, and she's using those clear containers in the pantry. I think there's a Sistema as well. They're black. Yep. They're really nice.
I do like them. That's their glass range.
Yeah, I do like them.
Awesome.
But again, just use what you've got, peeps, unless you're going to the whole home edit thing. And then go for your lives.
Guest, I want to know another of your favourite things. I want to know your favourite piece of clothing.
I really love this dress that I have at the moment. I wear it at every opportunity. It's from the Iconic. It's from Atmos.
Pink one?
It's Atmos. Atmos in here brand. No, it's a blue, sky blue one. And I feel like I'm from like Anna Green Gables or it's a fun dress. And our colleague Belinda has the same dress. So we always, if we're going out, not in our uniforms. I'm always like, are you wearing the blue dress? Don't wear the blue dress. I'm wearing the blue dress. Let's not be twins.
That is the best.
And so it's so funny because, you know, she loved my brown hair. I sent her a photo the other day and she was like, I love it. And I was like, because people, when we go out to jobs, they're like, are you girls sisters? Like,
yeah.
We do our hair like this. Like, so anyway, it's funny. And so she goes, I love your hair. I was like, does that mean that you're going brown? I was teasing her. So because we're similar in many, many ways. So.
You are too. You are.
What about yours?
My favorite piece of clothing at the moment is probably, look, it's always going to be like my pajamas because there's nothing quite like putting on soft bamboo pajamas after a long day and just chillaxing in them. So I think that would probably have to be mine. Look, I'm not going out. I don't have a pretty blue dress that I'm going out in that's my favorite, but I'm going to go the opposite end and go my PJs.
All right. What's your favorite app?
Ooh, my favorite app. I think it's my podcast app. That's the one I would struggle to lose the most, even more than social media. I would struggle to. So I use Castbox. I'm on Android. That's the app that I use. And I listen to so many podcasts that I would be like a fish out of water without my podcast app. That's my favoritest. What about you?
Spotify.
Oh, no. Do you listen to your podcast on Spotify? Yes.
So okay, the squeeze comes up on Spotify. And, that's where I go, well, if I didn't have podcast app, I could use like most podcasts Correct. Are on Spotify now. And most of the time I'm not listening to them on Spotify. But if I just was deserted on a desert island with Wi-Fi, then that's what I would have.
I like it. More than lasagna? Would you take lasagna or Spotify to your desert island?
Spotify because...
Oh, hello. That's a big call.
Yeah. Yeah. Spotify because I could get...
She'd starve, but she'd be happy.
No, because a deserted island hopefully has a coconut tree and I could learn to love fish.
Yeah.
Learn to love them. Or just like hope it. That there's a big prawn infestation around me. Anyway, I know, I'm weird.
Kes, what is your favourite thing to find in a client's home?
My favourite thing to find is sentimental items. I love hearing the story around things, and I love the joy that lights up people's faces when they find lost treasures. So I think lost treasures.
Oh, I like that one. Mine's almost the opposite. Surprise. Mine is anything that's a quick win. So I love it when we find like a big box of uni notes from 20 years ago and the whole box goes in the bin. I love it when we find a big box of baby clothes and they all get donated. I love it when we find, you know, sets of linen for beds that they don't even own anymore and all the single linen goes straight in the donation bag. So I love it when we find
all the single linen.
That is the best we say.
I want you to do that dance next time you find single linen. I want you to do it.
If today you were decluttering and you find single linen, please take a little TikTok and send it to us.
Don't do a TikTok because we wouldn't know how to open it because we don't have TikTok.
That's true. We're too old for TikTok, but do something. Send it to us.
We're not too old for TikTok. Insta
story and tag us.
Yeah. We're not too old for TikTok. We just have too much social media as it is. That's right.
Yeah. So I think quick and easy wins are my absolute favourite. Put a big smile on my face. I love it.
Cool.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What do you find the most challenging then? Let's go the other way.
Oh, the most challenging thing to find is the bulk sentimental items. So not when someone comes across a treasured item, but when they come across a whole box of their childhood, or they come across, they've got boxes and boxes from when a parent passed away. I find that that's challenging in the sense that it costs a lot of the client, like they cost them emotionally. And so they're tired and it slows them down. They get a bit bogged down. And also it's hard. It's really hard work to decipher what is treasured in amongst mementos and what can be let go of. So I think that is challenging for that reason.
Mm.
What is yours?
I think in a similar vein, I think the most challenging things is when you come up against something that the client is particularly stuck on.
Like landmine?
No, I don't mind landmines. Like, let's tell everybody what a landmine is. We've got a whole episode on it, but it's basically when we ask a question about something and not realize the significance to that person, and it brings up a whole lot of emotions for that person. Mm-hmm. So they can react sad or angry or frustrated or a whole
feel misunderstood.
Yeah.
What did we say?
And a whole host of emotions, but that's not, so not so much a landmine. I think more around when I can see that something is not serving them, mm-hmm. and they just haven't got to that viewpoint yet.
Yeah.
Like, so it's, yeah, so it's not the, around the sentimental necessarily, although it can be. It's more around that where they just like, no, I need to keep it.
And yeah, I can't get rid of this.
And even though we dig into why it is that they can't, they
even sometimes when their head goes, I understand what you're saying, but I'm still not going to get rid of this.
Yeah, and I've got no problem with them going, okay, cool, it's your house. It's just I feel like, oh, I haven't said the right thing to move them in. And it's, again, and I know it sounds like subjective, it's my opinion, but I've seen this so many times. I've seen the freedom that it brings people. Yeah. I've seen the other side of that journey. Like I've seen people walk through it. So I can, I know the freedom that's waiting for people. And yeah, so I think that that's probably the most challenging things is when it's not that I don't see the significance but I don't see the reason. I don't, they can't even articulate what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's fair enough. That's your challenge.
Yeah.
Be challenged.
Yeah.
Next question, Kirst. What is your favorite question to ask clients when you're decluttering?
Why?
I don't know. I was just like, I thought, why is she taking so long to surely this is on the tip of your tongue because you've already said it 600 times today.
Why? But I also like getting them to think about how else they can achieve the same thing differently.
Yeah.
So I was working with a client today and she was keeping pictures of products that she liked. So she was keeping the physical outer container of products that she likes, so she could know that that's the product that fits her or that she enjoys the most. And so there was quite a lot of, you know, cardboard and packaging.
Empty packets.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, how else can we solve for that problem that you have that you want to make sure you buy the same product? And I was like, well, how about we just create an album in your phone with all of the photos and have it as an album so you're not flying through, you know, 23,000 photos, but you can just click on the album and you might be going through, you know, 100 or so, but at least you can find it much easier. So it's always like, okay, what's the problem that we're solving for and how can we solve this differently to how you're currently doing it, because how you're currently doing it isn't serving you necessarily. Like obviously there's lots of things in people's houses that are serving them and it is working, but in this instance, yeah. So I just like solving for the problem. Yeah. How about you?
I think the question I ask the most is probably, do you love it? And so when someone's kind of holding something, I find as I've been a professional organizer for longer and longer is I can often read people's faces when they don't even know what they're letting off. So they pick up an item and you can see in their face it's not sparking joy, for lack of a better term. Mm. And then they're like, oh, I don't know. And so if I just go, do you love it? They're like, oh, no, I don't love it. Great, let's let it go. And so that's probably my go-to question. When people pull something up, I read one thing on their face, but they're still struggling to make the decision. And it works for two-year-olds and it works all the way through to our oldest clients. Do you love it?
Mm. Yeah. What about if they love it and it still is?
I find that they tend to qualify that. I do love it, but realistically, I'm not going to use it again.
Yes.
I do love it, but I also love every pair of jeans that I own.
Yes.
So I think the question is not necessarily to get a yes or no answer. It's actually a question, even though it is a closed question, the nature of the question often enables conversation and it kind of digs out some of the things that they may not have known they were feeling before you ask the question, do you love it? Kes, we've got one more question that we have on our little list of our favourite things. And that is, do you have a favourite encouragement that you like to give your clients?
I love just telling people that they're worthy and that they're loved, that nothing that they have, nothing that they let go of defines them, that they are worthy just because they are. And so I love pouring that truth into people. So that's how... And I love encouraging people that they've got it, like that they've got it, you know, there's,
yeah,
yes, they can feel anxious and they can feel nervous and they can feel worried and scared and happy and sad and joyous and all of the emotions, but oh, I believe in them and that I think they're worthy of it all, of having the freedom, having what I can see as their end goal. But even if they can't see that yet, that they're still worthy here and now in their mess, that they're worthy of love and worthy of achieving anything they want to.
You're such a nice professional, as a guest. I think my favorite encouragement is, you've got this. You're doing it. I believe you can do this. You are making the changes. I really love helping people that feel disempowered to make decisions, to own their decisions, to feel like they're in control of their life, not to be bending over and doing everything to please others, that they're the boss. They get to do what they want with their stuff. Mm. So that's probably my encouragement is, you've got this, you've got this. And that's what coaches are there for. Like, we are not there to take your stuff. We are there to encourage you, and that's why the podcast works, is because we're here to encourage you to say you're worthy, whether you give or take or what comes or goes in terms of stuff, you are still an amazing human and you've got this. You can make this change. You can declutter. You can change the intentionality of your life, and I think that's a powerful 1-2 punch, Kirst, that we deliver.
Yeah. Yeah, and we both do that in our sessions, and our staff do that in the sessions too. And we, you know, we are loving our growing team and loving the fact that people who book in with the Art of Decluttering still get, even if you don't have Amy and I out into your home, you still get that encouragement and that support and that, yeah, that courage from that we give, that our staff members give to clients. So I love it. All right, I'm going to read the review today because I feel like I don't read them often enough because Amy is like way too quick.
Story of our lives.
Yes. So it's love from sunny SoCal, USA. So it says, Kirsten Ames, I'm so grateful for your companionship in my ears over this past uncertain year of COVID. I started by listening to the oldest episodes first and then added in the new episodes when you began your daily ISO series. I've laughed and cried along with you and made tons of progress on my decluttering journey. Your Facebook community is a special place where I have been inspired and cheered on by others on the same path to freedom. Your compassion, empathy, grace, and love just shine through all you do. Thank you, thank you. And that's by Assuredly Blessed on Apple Podcasts USA.
Thank you, beautiful one. That's a lovely review.
Isn't it?
All reviews are lovely. Most of them are lovely. Sometimes we get a sad one that doesn't like us, and that's okay.
I was listening to The Squiz today and they said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I was like, yes, people.
Yes, but yes, yes.
you know, it's also a free world and you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Say what you like. I'm going to read another podcast review, Kirst, because we've got a massive backlog that we haven't read out yet. This is a 5-star review from Angie on Apple Podcasts Australia, and it's titled "Great Listen, Lovely Ladies." She says, "I really enjoy listening to you both on a Monday morning. Even if it's not a new tip for me, you both have such lovely voices. It's like joining in with friends every week when home with a toddler. Decluttering is a constant journey, especially after kids as they grow. I definitely appreciate the support." Angie, we are happy to be your support. We love you. Thanks.
I was reading to the kids the other night and Simon said to me, "I love listening to you read. You put me to sleep when you read."
That's a positive.
And he did mean it in a positive, but he was just like, "I love, love, love listening to you read, Kirsty. You should do it more often." And I was like,
I mean, you could just listen to the podcast and I will. Maybe you should create a special little podcast with Simon where you read him books so he can go to sleep at night.
Yeah, maybe I should maybe I should. Okay.
Just read one chapter of a book and he can just play it over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that wouldn't,
not going to happen.
It's an idea. Thank you, ideas, woman. All right, we're going to go so that we can record another episode. We can't wait to be back in your ears with that other episode soon, next week.
Have an amazing week. We'll see you then. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.